After morning, police have arrested 30 people accused of smuggling cannabis that was disguised as aid for Ukraine. Ukrainians, Spaniards, Germans and Moroccans were among those held in the Andalusia region. The drugs came from across the region, were packaged in cardboard boxes and travelled in convoy through several countries, the police said. In a statement yesterday, the Guardia Civil said they became suspicious after identifying a group of Ukrainians on the Costa del Sol collecting cannabis and storing it in a flat in Mijas. The drugs were packed in vacuum bags and placed in cardboard boxes on vans registered in Ukraine, which proceeded to travel as a solidarity convoy so they could pass under the radar of police at border controls, it said. In raids in Malaga province and in the cities of Granada, Cordoba and Sevilla, police seized nearly €800,000, 6 guns and 2,500 cannabis plants. An 11-year-old boy has died after falling more than 50 feet from a Costa Blanca hotel whilst practicing parkour. Several tourists are thought to have witnessed the horror as he plunged from the roof into the hotel reception at around 3 p.m. on Sunday. The critically injured boy was rushed to hospital but died late on Sunday night in Alicante. The hotel in Alfaz del Pi near Benidorm has not been named. A spokesman for the Guardia Civil said, "We are investigating, but everything is pointing to the tragedy being the result of negligence on the part of the youngster who died. He wasn't staying at the hotel and got onto the roof of the building with another friend to practice parkour." The child is a Norwegian boy aged 11 who lived in Alfaz del Pi. Parkour is a sport in which people attempt to get from point A to point B in the fastest and most efficient way possible. In August, a teenager fell to his death from the roof of a 17-story building in Hong Kong, whilst also practicing parkour with friends. Police have arrested a 69-year-old British man on suspicion of murdering his 52-year-old wife. The arrest occurred at the couple's home in Capasol near Matheron. The alarm was raised at around 1 p.m. on Sunday. Police are said to have discovered the victim, who is also being described as British, outside the property with a blow to the head and arrested her husband inside the house. Local reports said the unnamed expat had been reported to police for domestic violence back in 2007. A Guardia Civil spokesman confirmed a British man had been arrested on suspicion of homicide. And a tornado hit Marbella yesterday, tearing up trees, damaging vehicles and breaking street furniture. It only lasted for a few minutes, but was long enough for it to bring down several trees in the centre of the municipality. Furniture belonging to catering establishments was also damaged, as were several vehicles parked in the streets. Minutes before 4:30 p.m, heavy rain gave way to the tornado, which also affected works at the Costa del Sol Hospital. Dozens of Marbella residents captured the moment in which the tornado passed through the city. Numerous images and videos were posted on social media. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.